Express Yourself 1, page 41. Exercises F and H. You are going to listen to Pete tell the story shown in the pictures. Number the pictures in the correct order, 1 to 6. Then listen to the story again and fill in the blanks. Write no more than 3 words in each space.
The strangest thing that ever happened to me. Let me see. Yeah, I know. I'll tell you about it, but you have to promise you won't think I'm crazy. It really was the strangest thing. It happened on a Friday night, and it was winter. I was home alone that night because my parents had gone out. I was in bed reading a book. It was this fantastic book I have, all about ghosts. It had all these true stories about weird experiences people have had with spirits and ghosts. I mean, I don't believe in ghosts, but all those people can't be lying, can they? Anyway, I must have dropped off to sleep at around 10:30, because the next thing I remember was a loud noise waking me up. I heard it again. It was a kind of banging sound, and it seemed to be coming from the kitchen. At first, I thought it was my parents coming home, but when I called out to them, no one answered. Now, we have this burglar alarm system, which goes off if anyone breaks into the house, so I was sure it wasn't a thief or anything. I thought I'd better go down to the kitchen to see what was happening. I went downstairs, nervously turning all the lights on as I went. All this time, the banging and crashing sounds didn't stop. Then, suddenly, when I reached the kitchen door, silence. No sound at all. I opened the door and just stood there. I couldn't believe my eyes. For a moment, I couldn't move. All the cupboard doors were open and the floor was covered with pots, pans, broken dishes and glasses, you name it. I think I screamed, and then I ran back to my bedroom as fast as I could and locked the door. When I managed to stop shaking, I called my parents and told them what had happened. They said they'd come right home. They told me to stay in my bedroom. They didn't have to tell me twice. I wasn't going anywhere. It couldn't have been more than 10 minutes, but it seemed like a lifetime before I heard my parents unlocking the front door. I ran downstairs and went with them into the kitchen. Now here's the really scary part. We opened the kitchen door and... So that's it. And to this day, I still can't explain it.